Welcome to the very first episode of Coffee and Steam Podcast Friends, where we choose scientific accessibility over jargon.
And coffee over all other beverages.
So grab your cup of coffee or a beverage of your preference. We won't be offended if it's not coffee. And get ready for some steam. Before we dive into our STEAM content, by the way, for those of you who may not be aware, STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. This is also often referred to as STEM. We wanted to take the time to share with you why we started this podcast.
So let's start from the very beginning because it's actually a funny story. Guy 3, why don't you share what led us to start this podcast?
An Instagram post. It's as simple as that.
Oh my god, right? So I remember I shared a post on my Instagram story that said, can someone start an Audible for scientific papers? And you replied with such enthusiasm saying that would be amazing.
I remember that. And we were just joking around that we should be the ones to do it. But at the time, I really didn't think it was going to happen. And this is so surreal.
Same here. And you know, to be honest, the post made me reflect on my personal experience more than it should have. I mean, it was just a post. So I'm a neuroscience master's student researching about neurodevelopment and the relationship to autism spectrum disorder. And most of my time is spent reading papers related to my specialty. And you know, this post made me realize that I would love to learn about research in other specialties, but there's always complex jargon involved. And let's be honest here, I don't have time to be reading papers from other fields. My papers to read folder has been exponentially increasing since time.
Same here. So I work as a clinical research analyst in cancer clinical trials with a focus on gynecological tumors. But where I work, there are hundreds and hundreds of trials focused on so many different disease groups. And I constantly find myself coming home after a busy day at work, and I do literature searches and readings to learn more about how each tumor type interacts with different treatments. And it's all truly so fascinating. But with the workload, I'm also in the same boat where my to-be-read list is just growing by the day. I also love to listen to podcasts on my daily commutes, and that post you shared with me really got me thinking.
Yeah, you and I are always listening to podcasts, everything from crime stories to well-being, and, you know, got me thinking, why isn't there one that breaks down ongoing and current research out there?
Yes, there are so many amazing STEM-based podcasts out there that discuss interesting science news, facts. They debunk science and conspiracy theories. They break down career paths in research and STEM, but none that actively share ongoing research in a way that's easy to understand for the general public.
Exactly. And I've been actually involved in STEM outreach and science communication for several years now, but I find that there is a major focus on making STEM education more accessible and easy to understand for youth. But I find that there's a lack of STEM education that actually targets adults.
Definitely. There are many individuals, part of older audiences, who are eager and willing to learn about science, but just don't know where to start. I know you might have seen this too, but among our family and friends, we see so many scientific topics just being forwarded, for example, in our family WhatsApp chats, about the benefits of turmeric.
Don't get me started on turmeric and garlic. I cannot.
Right? But it's so hard, though, for people not familiar with scientific literature and literature searches to find a reputable source for this type of information.
Definitely, I agree with that. And, you know, there's this huge barrier between the scientific world and the public. I first realized this when I began my undergraduate degree. I majored in biomedical science and psychology, and when I came home, my parents would ask me what I learned or what I did. And, you know, as a child, in grade school, I'd come home and eagerly tell them. But it came to a point where explaining what I'm learning to my parents became difficult, especially because both my parents are not in the scientific field. I'd sometimes have the tendency to shrug off their questions because I'd be lazy to explain it, as bad as that sounds. But then I realized how they're actually eager to hear about what I'm learning, especially because I'm a first-generation student. I'm one of the first people to pursue post-secondary education. So then I'd start breaking down and explaining the fundamental concepts, like what a cell is, you know, the organelles inside a cell, the fundamental functions of a cell, before I dive deeper into explaining the harder topics I was learning in my classes. I'd even take pictures from some of my labs and experiments, show diagrams from my textbooks to help explain the topics that I was sharing with them.
Oh my gosh, me too. So with every presentation and poster I had to present, I would take a picture, pull up my slides, sit down, and I'd explain what's going on to my parents and my sister. And so it was kind cute. Of like my, right? It was kind of like a little classroom. And it was like my nightly routine before every big day. And my mom was a teacher before immigrating to Canada. And she loved it when I'd sometimes go on about these concepts also with the children that she'd tutor. Mm-hmm. So they'd ask questions like, Guy 3, why does my bug bite swell up? Or Guy 3, why is that picture staring at me? And I'd always be so excited to break it down for them. I was like, let me use my education to use. So I majored in neuroscience and molecular biology, so this was great. So, but what I loved more though was when they'd go home and tell their parents, and they'd call my mom the next day and say, oh, my kids told me about the inflammatory response from bug bites or the perception of portraits and paintings, and I didn't even know that. And they'd say like, thanks to your daughter for explaining that to them. And you know, it's the little things like that that show me, and I'm sure you've seen this too, Shalini, that we all have that curious bug inside of us, and we really do need platforms like this to build a bridge for accessible knowledge for all of us.
Yeah, and especially with the COVID-19 pandemic, we've all been able to see firsthand how scientific research is working real time to keep us safe. From viral properties to public health initiatives to stop the spread to infectious disease research, everything is happening in real time. And we're watching it all unfold. So we thought, why don't we delve into other research topics here as well?
Yes. So what we'll be doing here with future episodes is sitting down with scientists and researchers working on their projects to break down what it is that they're doing real time and how their work now can help us expand our knowledge about the world, our bodies, diseases, and so much more.
And we'll also have episodes in between where we break down hot topics in research. We'll open up our lines, or rather our Instagram DMs and email inbox, for you all to share your burning questions. This will be our safe, non-judgmental space to break it all down.
And there you have it, folks. That's the story of how Coffee and Steam came to be. Keep an eye out for our next episode with a very special guest. And don't forget to follow Coffee and Steam on Instagram, and also subscribe to our channel on Spotify. Stay tuned.